So this is the illumination process. And we have to keep in mind that we're in the business of healing, not in the business of curing. Curing is the business of medicine. We do not practice medicine. We practice healing. And healing has to do with an experience of infinity. Because within the sacred space that we work with a client during the illumination process, when we bring that light of the sun into their chakras, that starlight, they're tasting infinity. They're tasting that self that never entered the stream of time, whom illness cannot touch, that cannot be afflicted by disease. And there's nothing more transforming, more healing, than the experience of your infinite self, of your undying infinite self. And this is the business that we're in. And I'd like to share with you a story of one of our students who, on the fourth day of our healing training, I asked for a volunteer to demonstrate the illumination process, and she raises her hand and she steps into the center of the circle, and I ask her what she would like to work on. And she says, "Dr. Violdo, I've been here for 5 days and you have not said hello to me. You've not made eye contact with me. You've not greeted me, and I feel terribly put down by you and unacknowledged. And the day before coming to the training, I went to see my doctor for a checkup, and she found a lump in my breast, and I'm going in for a biopsy next week." And I ask her, "Well, which one of these would you like to work on?" And she says, "Well, the lump in my breast, of course." And I say to her, "You know, this is only a demonstration. We're just demonstrating the process. This is not a shamanic healing that we're doing, because there are many other steps involved. I'm just demonstrating the technical part." I do the demonstration for 20 minutes, and at the end of the demonstration, she says that she did not feel much of anything, and we go back to our teaching. I get a letter from Barbara a week and a half later saying, "Dear Dr. Violdo, I want you to know that I'm still very upset with you for not saying goodbye to me, for not making eye contact with me, for not acknowledging me. And by the way, I went in for the biopsy and the lump in my breast had disappeared. Thank you very much." And I laughed that day, because here was a perfect example of a cure with no healing. Healing has to do with the experience of the divine, with an experience of infinity. When healing occurs, curing tends to follow. Healing is not the elimination of symptoms. When you've been touched by the divine, when infinity touches you, your entire life changes. Your diet, your relationships, your relationship to yourself, the way the spirit dwells within you, every aspect of your life is touched. As you embark on your own healing journey, remember that the experience of infinity is available to all of us, all of the time. And while healing happens instantaneously, because it happens outside of time, the expression of healing in the physical and material world happens over time. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself the opportunity. We teach our students that healing is not an intervention, that healing is a journey.